What is this? Let me try to figure this out. Is this Hasselhoff?
Yes, it is. Well, not it's not him singing, but it's related for him.
Well, how's it related?
It's the Baywatch theme.
Ah, okay. There's a more direct answer. I was never a big Baywatch fan, believe it or not. I like the slow-mo gifs that I see, but I was never like, didn't really watch the show. But this is the theme song from Baywatch? I had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree. I wanted to see if I could have Crowder go an entire segment. I didn't know what he was saying either because his mic was muted. But I was just going to keep saying, yeah, I agree, and see see if he would go through a whole segment, because I thought posting that video might win an award. That might win an award where he interjects for an entire segment and we can't hear him. No one can hear him, but we just keep kind of agreeing with what he says, and then we move on.
I mute my mic because then y'all hear my parenting and y'all give me a hard time about it.
Yeah. I mute my mic as well because I don't need everyone to hear the conversations I'm having at home, but I remember to turn it on. It does seem to be a constant thing for you where you forget. Like, do you sit down, say you're watching a show on the DVR,
mm-hmm.
or you're watching a show live, but you pause it because you go to do something, something happens with the dog or whatever. But then you forget you're watching the show, time shifted, so now you're sitting through commercials.
Oh, 100%.
You strike me as the kind of guy that would sit through a lot of commercials, even though you could fast forward, the show's already over.
1,000%.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the CTE or what, but yeah, a lot of times I just regain myself and I'm like, you're dumb.
Right. Do you ever sit and watch a TV that's off? And not realize for several minutes that you're not watching anything. I want to see how deep this goes.
I've put a pot of water.
He's like, that's my favorite program.
I've put a pot of water to boil like pasta and not turn the oven on and come back and like look down at the water like, why is it not boiling? Yeah. And look down and there's nothing turned on.
In college, all these things that you're describing happened to me a lot. Like a lot.
Well, you went to a special college, right?
Right. But yeah, I was under the influence the entire time. You know, Joe Zagacki the other day asked us something. He said, have you ever left your car on? Mm. Like parked
left
somewhere. Left the car. It was on. You take the key with you, but it's still on. You never officially turned it off. You know, with the push to start now, you just walk out. That happened to me at a Heat game. I get there like 2 years ago. Get to the Heat stadium for my... Yeah, I'm working the game, park in the Watson lot, which is where the media parks, get out, go inside around 6. I'm there till midnight, come back out, and my car's right here. I hear the engine running. It's on for 6 hours. It was on. Anybody could have gotten in, taken it, left, just sat there on 6 hours.
Well, you remember my famous story from the Heat game where... was me, Lori, DJ, and Juliana. And the car, it was a very hot night. And the car was hot. So I went and I turned it on. Remember? You remember this story? I turned the car on to get the air blowing. And then I went inside and like 10 minutes later, and Julian was over. And so I get everyone. I'm like, come on, let's go. And we drive down to the Heat game from Boca, drive down to the Heat game. I park the car. I didn't even have a parking pass. So I'm $50 on the surface lot, across the street. Park the car, turn the car off, because I don't forget to turn it off. Turn the car off, lock the doors, walk in, watch the Heat game. Walk out after the Heat game. I don't have any keys. The car was running when we got into it because I had the key fob in my pocket when I started it. But I must have changed shorts or taken the fob out of my pocket and put it on the counter. Something happened. But I never put that together. Drove down to the Heat game, car was locked. There were no keys, like, because I think I got OnStar to open the doors. But there was no, it didn't matter. There were no keys. Yeah, no keys. I didn't have keys. So I once drove to Miami from Boca with no keys in the car. Yeah. Turned the car off, and then we had to call an Uber. Uber from the arena up to Boca to get my keys to turn right around and drive back to the arena to drive back to Boca.
Yeah. When these things happen as a husband and father and leader of a household, I feel real dumb. Like,
oh, I have no tolerance for myself. None. Cause
I, yeah, because you demand excellence out of your kids and family.
Exactly.
And you're the dummy that left the key on the counter and got in the car. I'm so disgusted with myself.
I stew, man. Because Lori will say, she'll be like, imagine if I did this, because I have no tolerance for that stuff. I let people know when they're dumb. But when I'm dumb, oh, I have no tolerance for it.
It just happened to me in Tampa. I paid with my Amex at a gas station. I went to get orange juice in the morning. And I literally just left the Amex in the machine and walked out. And then I start getting these Amex emails saying somebody's trying to charge $127 at the Exxon on your card. And I decline them. And then I tell Asia, I'm like, did you have my Amex? She's like, I have an Amex. Why do I have your Amex? And I feel so stupid that I don't even want to tell her I left my Amex in the machine at the gas station. And I feel so dumb, but you can't yell at yourself. So you're just dumb. And I had to go back.
Mentally yell at myself.
It was gone. I had to report it stolen and then order a new one. And I was just disgusted with the whole situation.
That night, Hawk, or that day that happened to you, I remember you texted me.
Yes,
Solana, I might need you to come pick me up. I mean, I'm Miami. Drive me to Boca and then bring me back because of this happened. Crowder, I immediately shut off my phone. I threw it. I'm like, not my problem.
I doubt that I asked you to do that because I don't think I would ask anyone to do that. But we tried to come up with, is there any solution other than driving up to Miami, driving back up to Boca to drive back down to Miami to drive back up to Boca? Is there anything that I'm missing here that I'm not, that could save that extra trip for me? And I couldn't, unless someone up in Boca wanted to drive the key down, but all that would do would save me two trips, but it would add two trips to someone else.
What's that, an hour plus?
Oh, yeah.
So you're talking about 4 hours of drive. You could have got to Jacksonville.
Literally could have flown almost to Vegas. Like, that was... And then, of course, you know, we get back to Boca. We ask DJ and Juliana, like, hey, how about you guys go down? And, nah, we got plans.
We're good. So,
me and Lori. Yeah.
I know those conversations were great in the car.
Awful. Oh, yeah. But I can resign myself to, hey, you're an idiot. So
yeah,
no, you know, no being angry. Like, you're an idiot. Happens, should be the worst thing that happens to you in your life. And move on with it.
I still argue.
Well, if it wasn't me who did it, I couldn't let that go. Lori would have heard that on the drive down, and then I would have called her on the ride up because we had to have separate cars, obviously. Yeah. We both had to drive back.
Remember that time in 2011 when we were on vacation? What?
DJ and Juliana remind me of it all the time. Yeah. God bless them. They didn't let it go. All right, let's look at headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour. I guess the Summer League game is underway. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Since you're mentioning driving into Miami, perfect segue for headlines into a list from the Miami New Times. You know, I'm the Miami New Times award winner. So they send us these things. Yeah, they send us these things. Yeah,
makes sense. Yeah.
I don't know if you guys still get the emails or not, but they just send us things. It's fascinating, the Miami New Times.
Good for you.
But this is great. Six places in Miami to take someone you hate.
Mm. Bayside's got to be on the list.
No, number yeah. one, Bayside.
yeah, Bayside's got to be on the list.
Miami should have a waterfront.
It's a cruise
that is,
ship port. It's a cruise ship port.
Man, nobody wants to buy charcletas at a kiosk. So why are we here?
You're right. Miami should have a waterfront that is envied the world over. But poor city planning and developer-friendly concessions mean it's largely devoted to towering high-rises, and the select few can afford to live in them. The crown jewel of Miami's waterfront should be Bayside Marketplace. Instead, imagine it. An architectural masterpiece sitting right on Biscayne Boulevard filled with shops. Instead, what we've got is a melange of outdated 80s design that's home to Bubba Gump Shrimp Company and standard mall fare.
Like, terrible. That's the it really should be like so Miami, yeah. You know, Joe's Stone Crab or say, you know what I mean? Like, and it's a Bubba Gump Shrimp.
Yeah. what do they still have that damn Ferris wheel down there on the water? Like, that's yeah. gonna attract people. Yeah. Get out. Nobody yeah. wants to ride no damn Ferris wheel.
The other ones are, I mean, whatever. That was really the like the thing I wanted to bring up, but the Everglades in the summer.
Oh, you're gonna die.
I've never done an airboat tour as long as I've been down here. I've never really? Done an airboat tour.
Don't go now. Heat stroke. It's called heat stroke tour.
Tomorrow night, man, you know, I'm going to that Toto Men at Work, Christopher Cross concert outside in West Palm. And we're in the pavilion. I don't know if you ever sat in that pavilion in the summer. The air doesn't move. It's like a concert at Alligator Alcatraz. It is stagnant air.
Yeah, Holiday Park. They have nice airboats, but you got to go October, November. Don't go now.
But I want to do that. I've never done that for some reason. I want to do that. I've never been on an airboat.
You should go out with me.
No.
See, I was going to tell you. I was going to tell you how cool it is. How
I'd
cool
rather
it
forget
is,
my
but...
keys every day for the rest of my life than end up on an airboat with you piloting it.
Huh. We'll get on a John boat. I'll feed the gators and do illegal stuff for you. They don't do that stuff on the airboat.
Not interested.
Okay. I don't do that anyway because it's illegal.
Hawk, here's a tip. As somebody who's been to the Everglades a lot, forget the airboat tour. It sucks. Literally, it's a nightmare. Just do Shark Valley. You go to Shark Valley, you rent a couple bicycles early in the morning, unless you have bicycles, and you like to exercise. You get there super early, and there's like a 3-mile bike ride to this lookout tower, and there's alligators everywhere. It's covered by trees, so there's really not even that much sun.
That actually sounds cool.
And during the winter months, you know, December, January, it's nice in the morning. It's not hot.
You get to see the Everglades, like it actually looks like Everglades.
You get to this massive lookout tower, and you can overlook the entire Everglades. You just walk up it. Takes 2 seconds. And you walk down. There's a couple nature paths around. And then you bike back 3 miles. So it takes like, I don't know, maybe like
wherever
half
the parking
hour.
Lot is. Like there's a parking lot.
Right back to the parking lot.
So instead of getting on a boat with me, going out, riding around, seeing gators, enjoying ourselves, you ride 6 miles into a mosquito-infested tower.
Yeah.
To sit down and look at alligators?
I think so, yes.
I hate you.
Crowder,
you
this,
hate me.
I'm not even joking. This is a much more up close, front and personal experience with alligators. They're just there.
Front and personal.
Front and personal.
You don't know phrases, man.
So how do I get front and personal with these alligators?
Climb up an 80-story building and look at the little gators. What are you talking?
That sounds kind of cool, actually, though, because you can't go biking. Like, no one who, if you don't live down here, when are you ever going to get to bike through the Everglades?
I can take the John boat, ride right up next to an alligator, and you're sitting
already
looking at
someone who doesn't call it an airboat and calls it a John boat. I'm leery because I've never heard that before, and that's someone who's overly cutesy with like obviously you think now you're some sort of Everglades expert because he calls it a John boat, and it's like already you can see this whole thing would be a disaster.
Airboats are powered by air. John boats are powered by a motor, like a in water motor.
I'm not going out on a John boat. I'm going out on an airboat. A motorboat in the Everglades? That yes. thing's gonna get all picked up with seaweed.
No, it's not. We do it all the time.
Yeah, nightmare fuel. A John boat in the Everglades with Crowder.
Let me show you. I'm gonna send you video of five of my Chan was six, Ava was five. We were out on a John boat playing with alligators.
The only reason to go out in the Everglades is because you get to go on an airboat. Now you're telling me you're going in a rowboat?
We're not rowing anywhere. It got a motor on it.
Crowder's not wrong about the mosquitoes, though. So about a decade ago, you know, they have those old silos, like the old military base. They're abandoned out in the Everglades. I don't know if you got these like Nike missile bases that were set up there back in the 60s during the Cold War era. And now they're just like these abandoned silos. And there's like all these buildings that have just been abandoned for years. And it's very like edgy now for kids to go out there, graffiti, spray paint, whatever. Well, I got invited. I'm like, oh, all right, you know me. Like, oh, I'm trying to look cool, take a picture for Instagram, go out there. Bro, I had 7,000 mosquito bites on my body. I went to the ER.
Are you kidding me?
Honest to God, I went to the ER
for mosquito bites.
What is wrong with you?
No, I'm gonna send you the picture. I look like a mosquito bite. My entire body was filled.
But what did you expect the ER was gonna do? Rub calamine lotion on you because you could do that yourself. Like, what could you? What did you think they had a cure for mosquito bites?
I just wanted to make sure I didn't have Zika because this was while Zika was popular. So I took a blood test to make sure I didn't have Zika.
Zika was popular. That's when everybody loved it.
Everybody people Zika, texting though. In that Shark Valley or whatever it's called is a 15-mile trail. That is not 3 miles.
Whatever. It's nice.
I don't mind.
He just lies.
It's
you
nice.
Just lie.
I didn't remember what
all
how
your
long
stories
it was.
Get holes poked in it.
That's true. But I have been to Shark Valley several times, like several handful of times. I love Shark Valley.
All right.
Bike ride there every weekend.
After you kayak.
Solana, you better keep a job with insurance because if you go to the hospital this much, boy, you're going to be broke.
I should probably stop admitting how many times I go to the hospital because Odyssey is going to fire me.
That is crazy. So you wrote on the intake form in the emergency room, mosquito bite?
Mosquito bite!
Literally.
Are you, I mean, they must have thought you're insane.
Mosquito bite!
What else do you go to the emergency room for? A haircut?
Mosquito bite.
I'll find the picture of me with the mosquito bites. It was bad, bro. No joke. It was like legit bad.
Mosquito bites. We all know what they look like. They're little bumps.
All had them. We lived in South Florida.
Nah, man. This one. These were like engineered mosquitoes or something.
Oh, I tell you, I'll be honest with you, Hawk. Them Everglade mosquitoes will pick you up and fly you away. These are big-ass mosquitoes.
Nothing can top the mosquitoes in Alaska. What we went through in Alaska with mosquitoes, nothing will. They're birds. They're literally birds. They land birds. All over you. They are birds.
Sully, I got to find this picture. I got a video of my kids driving the John boat.
Imagine going to the Everglades and then getting into a John boat instead of an airboat. Like, I always wonder the people on the cruise ships. Like, you ever see those junky cruise ships that pull up to the real cruise ships?
The Margaritaville cruises? Oh, man.
Yeah, I just found them.
I think what could these people be thinking as they pull up to an actual cruise ship that has like slides and a rock climbing wall, and like they've got one putting green. It's like near the engine room, And it, and I always wonder, like, what must those people be thinking? That has to be your kids on the John boat in the Everglades as all these airboats are roaring by.
I just sent y'all a picture of us on the John boat. It's a lot of fun. They get to drive, you know, y'all don't understand fun. Look at that. Yeah, you didn't look. How you want to get on that boat with me, little aluminum?
Yet.
Okay. Just an aluminum bottle boat. We can slide around through the little canals, play with gators, do a little fishing.
Breaking news. Steelers and TJ Watt agreed to a 3-year, $123 million extension, making him the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history.
Is that 41 a year? That's crazy.
Crazy, man.
Man, my parents
you're not.
Yeah,
I'm looking at the picture. You're not in the Everglades.
We're in the Everglades. That's Holiday Park.
There's nothing. There's the Everglades are supposed to have like stuff all over the water.
There's lily pads.
There's no lily pads. You guys, vegetation. You guys it looks like you're on Pirates of the Caribbean at Disney World.
Look at that little baby. Look at them little babies out there on the boat, and you scared.
Horrible. Let me look at this video here.
Yeah, Solana. Gator galore.
Hey, it really is. I'm telling you, look it up. It really is. You see gators the entire time.
No. Hey, I'm telling you, the Holiday Park, it's at the end of Griffin Road. Griffin and 27, US 27 in Griffin. They got a whole setup out there. Peacocks run around. They have like the Gator Boys where you can go actually in and they'll wrestle gators in front of you. It's pretty cool.
Like from Wild Things.
Look at his little back. His little back got some bumps on it.
Look at that.
Bro, tell me, look at that, man. My skin was like deformed.
Yeah. Did you not wear a shirt?
I did, but the problem is you're not supposed to wear just a shirt. You're supposed to cover like your legs and your arms. Everybody was wearing hoodies and jeans. I went like if I was gonna go play pickleball, like short shorts,
that is
tight t-shirt,
man.
Bro.
You're supposed to go to the Everglades with sweatshirts and jeans on.
Remember, this is at night, Crowder. This is at night. You're gonna go scale silos.
To spray paint.
I wasn't spray. We were just going to go look at it. Abandoned silos. And
that is disgusting, man.
I told you. Would you not go to the emergency room if you took off your shirt?
Go to the emergency room, but I mean, it's disgusting looking. I can only imagine all these things crawling on you underneath your shirt.
Calamine lotion.
Yeah. I mean, that's what else? Like, what did they do?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
What did the ER doctor say?
the urgent care doctor on Kendall and 127th Avenue literally thinks I am the biggest word in the history, because I've gone to that urgent care clinic
right
8 times, and every time he's like this old Cuban guy. He's like, oh, he sees me. Solana. Oh. Right. Ahora que.
I can't understand why you keep going. Like, what could you possibly think he was going to do?
I wanted to make sure I didn't have Zika, Hawk.
Yeah, how was he going to tell?
I don't know, like a blood test or something.
Did you take a blood test?
No.
Mr. Solana, I have to suck out the poison.
So, Zalana, so you get a mosquito bite, you go in, nothing happens, and you leave.
I didn't get a mosquito bite. Look at the picture, bro. My entire back is a mosquito bite. I developed rashes on my body. How many mosquito bites I had.
Okay, so diagnosis, treatment. What were the diagnosis and treatment of this rash body?
They gave me some, like, anti-inflammatory shot. for my body. And then they sent me home and they said, if in a week you have a fever, come in. You might have Zika. And that was it. Literally, that was the extent of it.
What movie is that from? Does anybody remember? There's a movie where they're like, we have to suck out the poison. What is that from? Someone texted it. We have to suck out the poison.
Oh, man. I know what you're talking about, too. Solana, stop going to the damn hospital, man.
Yeah, please, come on.
Deal with life. What's that called? There's a disease that you always think you're sick.
Hypochondriac.
You're a hypochondriac.
Maybe.
No,
we have
yes.
to suck out the poison. What is that from? Someone text that in. Mr. Solana, we're going to have to suck out the poison.
And just to round out this list, six places you would take somebody in Miami if you hate them. Bayside, Everglades on a jumbo with Crowder. Mall of the Americas, the Metro Rail, and finally South Beach and Miami Seaquarium, as we talked about a couple weeks ago.
We talked about that the other day, yeah.
You got tilapia. Who wants to see a tilapia?
All right. The Marlins are back tomorrow. Tonight, the Miami Heat do play in the Las Vegas Summer League. Their final game in the Summer League. They're probably not going to be back-to-back champions.
A couple
champions.
People suggesting it was the movie Anaconda. Was it Anaconda? Oh, we have to suck out the poison.
That's for it.
Or is it Three Amigos? Someone just texted in Three Amigos.
I was going to say it was a funny movie. Yeah, it was a funny movie. Yeah. Anaconda's not funny. Anaconda's a terrible movie. All of them.
We're going to have to suck out the poison. Let's give that to DBJ.
Write that down.
I got to find what it's from so that we can actually play it for him. But yeah, I think it's Three Amigos, maybe. Maybe not.
The last thing I have written down for DBJ lines, quote, we've got a bleeder from Something About Mary.
Joe, we're going to have to suck out the poison. Okay. At some point, Joe's just going to put his headphones down and walk out of the booth.
That's what we're headed towards.
Snakes on a plane. All right, we have to suck out the poison. And Troy says, man, I ain't sucking nothing.
Is that what it is? I feel like it was a comedy movie. Somebody says it's the movie Bananas with Woody Allen. Maybe it is. I'll find it. We have to suck out the poison.
All right, your weather. Hey,
anyway,
Hockey.
Congratulations to T.J. Watt and Don Kessinger. Happy birthday.
Hey, Hawk, if Crowder got bit by a snake, you're on a John boat, don't have enough time to get to the hospital, would you suck out the poison?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Alligator bait. I'm gonna die. Well, you gonna die. We both dead. What you wanna do?
Where'd he get bit?
Don't say nothing crazy. It'll probably be ankle or wrist.
Just beneath the ass cheek. Just beneath.
So, Hawk, we're out on a John boat. We're looking for gators. We're out there enjoying ourselves. I reach out, a cotton mouth jumps up and bites my wrist. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, because it can't be nothing I can suck out. So it bites me on the back where I can't get to. You would suck the poison out to keep me alive?
I am going to have a really tough time creating some sort of like suction hard enough on your back to get the poison out with my mouth. I don't think I'm gonna make it. I just think I'm gonna drop that.
Ha ha ha!
if we're in the Everglades, you're going to be all sweaty.
Yeah.
It's just a nightmare scenario. I probably just have to jump into an alligator.
Life or death.
Yeah, I got to end it. I got to end it for myself. I go, good luck, good luck, Crowder, but...
Man, I got you. Boy, yeah. I'd suck your poison good. We'll just keep fishing.
I didn't get bit there. Can't be too safe, Hawk.
Well, this has already started. Play some music. Put on a playlist.
Those are your sports headlines. Your weather, it's 88 degrees. Tonight, the lows, they'll drop into the low 70s. And that's your weather.
I wonder how Pittsburgh radio is covering the TJ Watt contract.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You're not going to learn anything about sports on this show. I'm sorry, you're not. But I know McDonald's. Gotta suck out the poison. Many conflicting texts on what that's from. We'll find it out at some point.
Yes. It is. It's a movie, though. Man. It's a movie.
I remember saying that, I think, like in high school. Got to suck out the poison. I don't know what it's from, though. Man. All right. I don't know. How did we get from Don Kessinger's birthday?
Because Solana got bit by a mosquito and went to the ER.
It is amazing. Does someone always say to you, oh, yeah, you should go to the ER?
No.
You just come up with it on your own. You got home from the Everglades. You had a lot of mosquito bites. You said to yourself, I better go to the ER.
But you're downplaying it. I showed you guys the picture. I held it up to the camera. I mean, I had rashes on my body and massive, like, almost blister-like mosquito bites. I had a really bad reaction to these mosquito bites.
You had hives. You had hives. But that, I mean, that's Caladryl lotion, or you know.
I don't know what that means. I had never had hives before.
Isn't your fiance a nurse?
Yeah, this is over like a decade ago, man.
Has she explained to you since you got together that you're a hypochondriac?
she thinks I'm a baby, genuinely. Like, anytime I'm sick, I'm the guy who, like, I want to be babied when I'm sick, man.
I like to be babied when I'm sick.
I wake up with a sore throat, and I'm like, I have strep, and maybe I am a hypochondriac. Now that you mention it, maybe I am.
Last time I got sick was 1988.
Oh, stop it. You missed 4 weeks of shows because you had a tummy ache.
1991, last time I coughed.
I so very rarely want to go see anyone because I always do the thing in my head. Well, what are they possibly going to tell me that I can't do on my own? Mm-hmm. And yeah, I like that would be my reaction with the mosquito bites. Like, what could they like? They don't have a cure that I'm not privy to. Like, that's like a kid. I think a kid's way of thinking is like, oh, the doctor has the cure for anything. But as you get older, you're like, you don't play it out in your head. Like, I'm going to go there. I'm going to sit in the waiting room. What's he possibly going to do? I would never get to the point where I would go, yeah, I better go see the physician.
But you don't know that. You don't know that they don't have a cure for something or that they haven't.
I know they don't have a cure for mosquito bites. I know that. I absolutely know that.
Again, I didn't go because I had one mosquito. I have a mosquito bite right now. I'm not going to the emergency room. I had hives break out because of mosquito bites. I'd never had that reaction.
If you get hives, generally you put Caladryl or something on, which takes the swelling down and stops the itching, which is when you you know, it gets worse when you scratch it.
I'll tell you, every time I go to the doctor, they find something wrong to prescribe you something. Your mitochondria is alleviated. We need I don't need no damn mitochondria medicine. I'm fine, doctor.
Mitochondria? Isn't that like a...
The cell.
I wish I could find my last checkup where they told me something about, that's elevated. Are you urinating correctly? Yeah, pee fine.
Yeah, but to be fair,
mitochondria like something plants do.
No, it's like a cellular function or something like that.
Bro, they want to prescribe you something so they get their kickback. They want you to go have surgeries. Dude told me I need a knee replacement. I'm 41 years old. I need a knee replacement? Man, kiss my butt.
Maybe that's why I'm the healthiest one on the show.
Well, not you're not.
I listen to medical professionals. See, I hate that. You know, these people went to school.
These people
have degrees.
To guess. All they do is guess.
No, but that's silly to say that. Like, if I'm questioning something that I feel and I don't feel good, I hate the idea of like, oh, I'm not going to go to the hospital. I'm not going to go to the doctor. What do they know? Like, no, they know more than me.
If you really feel ill and you can't figure out what it is, sure. Mm-hmm. But if you have mosquito bites, my point is they don't have the cure for that. I don't know what you thought they were going to do.
Well, I thought I had Zika. How many times
did you think you were going to leave the appointment with no mosquito bites?
That's a lot of the guy that washes my car knows more than you. Like, that's not a difficult thing.
Honey, I'm going to the doctor. I gotta get rid of these mosquito bites. I'll see you. It'll be about an hour. I'm going to come back with no mosquito bites.
You guys have to put yourself in the context of like 2014 when Zika was an outbreak and people were dying.
Let me pretend it's 2014 and I'm really stupid. All right. Okay. I see now why
people were dying. Multiple were dying because of Zika.
How many funerals you go to?
I got ripped apart, torn apart by mosquitoes. Yeah. These massive mosquitoes in the Everglades. I had hives breaking out, had rashes all over my body, had mosquito bites the size of Crowder's ass foot on my back. F yeah, I'm going to the ER. I'm going to the urgent care clinic. Hell yeah.
Honey, going to the urgent care. I've got to have someone suck out the boys.
Do you consult with your fiance now before you do this goofy stuff?
Maybe. Because she says the same things you guys say. Like, why would you do it? Like, why? Why would you go to the...
Well, it just ends up being a waste of time most of the time. Yeah. Uh-huh. Again, if you don't know what you have, or if you have, like, the worst sore throat and you really do think you have strep, well, then you can get a prescription that's going to make it better, and only a doctor can get you that prescription. So I get that. Mm-hmm. I'm having a tough time getting there for jet lag and mosquito bites.
I'm tired. I'm real tired. See what this doctor has to say.
See the doc. I am so tired from this vacation. I'm going to stop at the emergency room so that they can make me less tired.
I'm going to write you a prescription for nap.
All right. Let's regain our composure. We'll take a break. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour. We'll get you caught up on the headlines, actual sports headlines. Take a break. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour is next.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Everything that comes out of my mouth is generally wrong.